Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This bonus episode of Review Review is sponsored and brought to you by Wipers123.com.
Wipers123 is focused on one thing and one thing only, selling premium wiper blades and providing premium service.
No matter what you're driving, Wipers123 has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all vehicles on the road right now.
Wipers123.com is the only place you can purchase Typhoon Speed Set wiper blades.
The Typhoon Speed Set wiper blades are American-made, all-weather, premium beam blades that feature quick-click technology.
Guaranteed. You'll have them installed in less than 30 seconds.
So upgrade your wipers now by going to wipers123.com and using promo code REVIEW. That's REVIEW to get $10 off your order of the Typhoon Speed Set wiper blade.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so.
This is a bonus episode. This is our first bonus episode.
Can you even believe it?
It's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. It's made possible by Wipers123.
Damn, I love Wipers123.
The products are right, and the price is rice.
We do get paid in rice, but that's okay because rice is one of my favorite foods. So that's
yeah. We got long grain for this episode. But yeah, we should say that this episode would not be happening if not for Wipers123. Not that we don't want to do bonus episodes, but just the cash we're getting for this is going to put my kids through college.
Well, I don't want to do bonus episodes, but what with the long grain
and the long game.
I'm here.
We know.
What are we even like? Well, yeah, we know.
I had the craziest dream last night. It was one of those dreams where like I slept through my alarms. I woke up at 1:30 p.m. today, and I was supposed to wake up at like 9:30.
Really?
Yeah. So the dream was that. And it kind of ties into your shirt because the shirt was in the dream. Riley's wearing the HeadGum Live in Chicago Podcast Festival t-shirt from last year's festival. And this dream took place in like a ski resort in like Aspen or something. And it was like, not only was it a tech summit, it was also a camp. And it was also like a musician's getaway. And there was skiing. And it was a HeadGum Live podcast festival. It was all of the above.
That's
Marika
really
Brownlee
fun.
Was there. And good times were had all around. Good times were had by a hound, and it bit me in the face. So it was kind of PTSD in a way. It was traumatic. It was dramatic. It was a travesty. It was a tragedy.
Yeah. So if we don't remember, Jeff was bit in the face by a dog.
Yeah. It's actually, the scab is gone.
It looks good. It looks like it never happened.
It's definitely there, just not in this lighting. But it'll fade. I think, like, it's so clean. Like, if you touch it, it's not raised at all.
Can I tell you about my dream?
Sure.
Because it reminded me of you.
Oh,
like,
no.
Even... Like, no, in a way that I
Yoko,
think
oh
is
no.
funny. So I had a dream. So I have a lot of work I need to do in these next 2 weeks, and the amount of it and the time constraint feels like finals. And so I literally had a dream that I was in my high school, but like I was the age I am. I'm 24, but I was at my high school, and I had to go take an A-push final. And of course, it's one of those dreams I sit down. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't study. But then I'm like, no, Riley, you know a good amount of history. Like, you could probably like get a C on this without studying. And I'm sitting down next to this guy who I went to college with, who I don't like. And what I realize is that I look at the paper and they're just all these random words. They look like Latin at first. I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with U.S. history? And I'm like, oh, are we just conjugating terms, because it's like a word and then three boxes next to it for like different variations on that word. And
yeah.
Then I realize is that it's no language. There are words that the teacher has made up, and he's like, you guys need to guess and conjugate the meanings of these words for me. So I've made up these words, and you have to tell me what you think they mean.
Wait, so it's an A push test, and then you have to conjugate made up verbs?
Yeah, so it was like my A push teacher and classroom, but it
but
was
with
like
college
test,
friend or
with college
frenemy.
Frenemy, with the test being, I've made up these words and I know what they mean. Now you have to tell me what they mean.
I would do that.
I know. That's literally, I woke up, I told Daniel and Elizabeth, and I told them that dream. I'm like, this is something that Jeff would do. Like, his
that's
version of
so
a test
funny.
Would be like, I've made up this language. You tell me what you think these words mean.
What subject would that be? If it was just, like, me coming up with dumbassery and then people having to decipher it, is that, like, an elective etymology course?
Probably. But in the dream, this guy, that my frenemy, I saw that he was, like, looking over at my paper, and I'm like, dude, stop fucking cheating. You can't look at my paper. And he's like, come on.
I'm not. I
and
am.
I'm like, no, I'm going to tell. And then I raise my hand, and my A-push teacher's name was Mr. Dewey. And so I'm like, Mr. Dewey. And he comes over, and he's like, yeah, what's up? And then I immediately felt kind of bad.
Duck.
So in my dream, I go, you know what? I forgot what I was going to say. Man, this test is really hard, Mr. Dewey. And he's like, I know. Good thing you studied. And then he left. And then my friend of me next to me, he's like, oh my God, you didn't tell him. And then I look and I'm like, yeah, but I could if I wanted to. So keep your eyes on your own fucking paper. Okay. Cause I literally could do it if I wanted to.
That's a fucking movie scene.
So yeah.
That's great.
But
what
it's
are
definitely
we
some shit
today?
You would do. We
are
reviewing car
washes. You know what that reminds me of? It's like when you're in Catholic church and it's like, What's the one that's like, Amen. Okay, do it again, but anxiety.
Everything is sung. Oh, wait, so it was saying anxiety, but in the way that in Catholic Church,
yeah.
Amen. Anxiety.
That's like a millennial Catholicism. Car washes. What are your experiences with car washes?
I love a car wash. I love a drive-through car wash. There's something about it that it's like being within the cocoon of my vehicle makes me feel so safe and like like cuddly.
Yeah.
And then like while all this stuff is going on outside of it, I'm like, this is lit. And it's so pretty. And if I have like a podcast or playing my own music while in there, it's just a good time. So that's like me driving cars. But I remember with my dad being little and him being like, oh, I need to go get my car washed. And he would go mm-hmm. and he would take it to the place where it's like he would get the inside detailed. He would like do the whole thing. So I'd be bored as hell because it's the not fun car wash where you're having to wait for that to be done. And you just kind of have to stay there because you don't have a car.
And they have the little window so you see the fun being had, but you're not inside that cab.
Yes.
So like it's kind of a Toyota 4Runner and you're not in that cab.
Yeah.
You're missing out
what about
on the fun
you?
Being had.
I'm missing out on the fun being had in the cab.
I definitely agree because here's the issue. Like you said, drive-through car washes.
Nirvana.
Fast, efficient, Nirvana, Valhalla,
yeah.
New Zion.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're in and out in like what? Less than 10 minutes, probably less than 5 minutes. But the best ones are the drive-through and they detail it right after.
Yes, yes.
Because then you're
really
getting
good.
Kind of the best of both worlds. The issue mm-hmm. on the table is that when you're waiting 45 minutes, you can't leave. It's not enough time to go do anything. And they won't let you just keep the car there for a day. There's nothing nearby.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I feel
something.
The same way.
You have to
way.
Like bring a book. You have to bring something to
you can't listen to music. You can't, you know. Here's the thing. I don't mind the exterior of my car being dirty. If anything, I've historically driven SUVs, so like they almost look better sometimes if they're dirty. It's the inside that you do want done, and so to get that done you have to have no fun and you have to go to the one where they do the whole service and you wait 45 minutes. So it's kind of like what's the choice? There's dealer's choice, Sophie's choice. I think it's a Sophie's choice because both things are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Yeah, fuck man, I used to go to this one car wash. Well, actually, with COVID, especially like when COVID really hit hard here,
mm-hmm.
Obviously no one was driving anywhere because like where do you have to be unless you're an essential worker? So I remember like my car was just sitting there and like my car got so dirty. Everyone's cars were so dirty and I underestimated the amount of people who would want to get their car washed. And so
I think I remember you saying this.
Yeah, there's one car a couple blocks away from me.
Yeah.
That's like the closest drive-through one to me.
So in which one is that? Just so that people know, like, an approximate area of where you live?
It's a Chevron, but I'm not going to tell you where it is or the cross streets or anything, but it's a Chevron. Right,
that's fine. That's fine. I'm just wondering what the cross streets
are. Well, I can tell you I can tell you off recording, but
And then I'll put it on the subreddit.
Don't do that. I don't want people to know where I live.
I won't. Yeah. I never said I would.
You just said you would.
I did, but I take it back now is what I'm saying, obviously.
I will. I am.
I won't say it, dude. Just like, what are the cross streets? And I'll bleep it out right now.
You just said you take it back.
I'll take it back. That's what I meant to say. Did I say that? I said that. What's just your exact street address? I know what it is. It's not that I need to know. It's that I want the people to know. And I'll bleep it out.
You take out a lighter.
Truly, I'll bleep it out. I'll bleep it out right now. I'll bleep it out. I'll bleep it out.
You
I'll bleep it out.
I'm not going to say it. So anyway,
This is California.
Oh my God.
This isn't live. I'll bleep it out. Give me something to bleep it out with, and then I'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Well, you're a cartoon. You're a cartoon woman, obviously. You waltz around. You open doors like they're, like, you kind of go like a swing, and then you pull it open, and then you lead with your feet. When you walk down the street, it's souls first. You know what I mean? So you're leading with the bottom of your feet.
My mom has pointed that out to me. She says, I walk with a flop in my step. I really do.
Isn't that like an acting thing where they talk about your center of gravity? Like there's like the Don John where you lead with your like crotch, and then there's like you can lead with your head, you can lead with your chest, like, and that says something about your character.
Mm-hmm.
Archetypes. You lead with your pinky toes somehow, and I don't know what that means.
Anyway, I went to this drive-thru car wash, and my car was so filthy. But it's like the line hadn't been as long as it was a couple days ago when I had gone, and it was insane. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just going to post up. I'm going to listen to some podcasts. I'm just going to hang here. I was in that line for 45 to an hour sitting in my car. And so I called Jeff, and Jeff kept me company. It was like, it was just wild. But then the feeling of like having the exterior, like when you drive out of it, you feel reborn.
That's the last day of school.
It is the last day of school. It really does
Cars
feel like
it. Clean for 2 weeks now.
Do you also really quick, if I lead with the soles of my feet, like big old clown shoe style, where do you lead?
This is gonna sound crazy and like it shouldn't be possible, but I swear to you this is the case. I lead with the tender round arc, nose or otherwise, of my own rump. So it's like ass first. And
it's crazy because Jeff literally just walks backwards everywhere. He's like, oh, like he'll open a door, but he'll kind of reach around his back to grab the handle. And then he'll walk in and he'll be like, oops. And kind of like a little buddy boop thing, be like, boop, boop, bijou. Ooh, who, me? And everyone's like, yeah, come on, man. And then he's like, sorry.
I'm dropping stuff. And then I bend over, but because I'm walking backwards, bending over for me means like literally cracking myself in half.
Yeah.
So I'm bending, like I'm just my dick kind of protrudes out where an ass should be. And did I mention, what did you say? You said Betty Boop. You said how
Betty
I walk
Boop.
And then people react.
Yeah.
They love it.
So Jeff, it's a little bonus up. We just have one little review. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Well, it's a good review. It's pretty meaty.
No, I'm just saying it's like we don't have to worry about it. It's like, this doesn't have to be your whole day. Just like,
I'm going to edit it because your voice is reaching such a register that if anybody's wearing headphones, it's going to like hurt their eardrum. So what I'm going to do is kind of pitch it down. And so it'll be you talking in like a Banksy voice from Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Like anonymous, like
reviews that we have.
I can't even do it. My voice is too high.
What's your range? Do you know your range? Like the notes, high end and the low end?
Oh, I did. Oh, fuck.
Or do you just know if you're a soprano, right?
Yeah.
Soprano too?
Yes.
I'm a baritenor.
I can go pretty high. Yeah. I can. No, it's like, I bet I can go pretty high.
So. All right. Well, like, you're trying to brag, but it's not impressive.
No, but it's like, I know people say, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like, belting isn't better than mixing, and singing high isn't, like, being a soprano isn't better than being an alto. But it's like, we know that it is. We know that it is. We know that it's like, because I can sing higher notes than an alto can, that means I'm better.
Well, it's supposed to be fun. Like, the show's supposed to be fun. Like, it's a podcast for comedy.
No, and it is fun. It is fun. I just,
well, it isn't
like,
right now. Like, people are uncomfortable because
well,
you're creating
it's fun.
Tension.
No, well, no, it is fun because it, no, but listen to why it's fun. But listen to why it's fun is because now that we've gotten that, but listen to why it's fun. So now that we've gotten,
how many times are you gonna say that?
No, Jeff, listen to why it's fun.
Oh my God.
Now that we got that, hey.
Are you kidding me again?
Now that we got that out of the way, listen to why it's fun. Now that we got that out of the way, now we're having a good time because we know that I'm like better than people who can only be like, oh, I'm singing down here, because I can be like way above that. So that's like me being higher on the food chain, higher on the game of life. I'm in the car. I got a pink and a blue little kid in the back. I got a boy and a girl in the game of life.
The game of life.
In the car, in the game. Nice. I have like little slides of that.
Sure.
So, and I can sing high. So I have them in the car.
Not related.
So I drove around. I got the house I wanted, and then
You're talking about a board game now. How did you transition? Tone made it seem like you transitioned seamlessly, but you couldn't have connected two things that were any more unrelated than you singing in a soprano 2 range and the game of life, the board game. Also, you look upset, so we're not having fun now, like you said. Yeah, that's an iPhone notification. The email reads that you're not invited back to Carnegie Hall this year, and it's not because they're not having it. They are having it. You didn't hit the highest note, so you can't hit the highest note.
I'm a bass.
We know. Not a surprise. We should take a break before we get into our review.
Fine.
Riley, what was your first car?
Horse and buggy. Why?
What?
I had a buggy.
Sorry, I thought it would be like a Volvo, like a sedan. You had a horse and carriage.
Horse and carriage.
Okay. How did that... Yeah, you live on a highway, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. Your family's house was on a highway. Mm-hmm. How the hell did you make that turn?
Slowly but surely.
Well, never that. Even a horse and buggy needs windshield wipers. All right? Now, I'd like to introduce y'all to wipers123.com, dudes. It's focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's selling premium wiper blades and providing premium service.
Listen, guys, no matter what you're driving, like you know, I was...
It could even be horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy. Wipers 123 has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle and your steed. They're massive inventory covers. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all vehicles and ponies on the road right now.
That's right. Wipers123.com is the only place that you can purchase the Typhoon Speedset wiper blades, Clydesdale and all.
The Typhoon Speedset wiper blades are American-made, all-weather, premium beam blades that feature quick, click, clip, clop. Hey, we're on the track. Technology.
Guarantee you'll have them installed in less than 30 seconds, which is also the length it takes to brush a stallion's mane.
If your mare is a nightmare, try switching out those beam blades with a quick click and a cheerio.
Have you ever had a Bronco be wet on the eyes? Because in a way, with a carriage... He's kind of your eyes and ears,
mm-hmm.
and you have veneers, because if you're driving a horse and buggy, you obviously are living like it's the 18th century.
If your horse's eyes are wet for you, wipe them.
That one was really good. I think that's cut print. I think Wipers 123 is going to be really excited about that.
That's really exciting. Anyway, guys, you can see for yourself by going to wipers123.com and using promo code review, REV. IEW for $10 off orders of speed.
Holy, $10?
Yeah, 10 clams.
I can believe that. That's enough to get like a vintage, like 10 gallon. That's like a Stetson, right?
It's probably a little more than that.
Oh, really?
Not much, but probably a little.
What do you mean not much? Like how much?
I'd say that's a fraction of the price.
All right. It's a start to save that cash. Wipers 123 sent us wipers, and they were insanely... I'm, like, not a handy guy. I like to act like I am. So to be able to have installed them in probably 10 seconds each, I felt handy, and I felt masculine.
Made you feel like a big, big man. Big dog.
Riley's address is...
Oh, my God!
Thanks, Wipers 123.
Jeff moves too much for me to say his address. I don't fucking know it.
I got a horrible email from the potential landlord. We're back. I should say we're back.
Oh, sorry. Guess who's back? Back, back, back.
Wipers 1, 2, 3 dot com.
And my horse is dead. He was very old. He died of natural causes on the
natural
day.
Causes. I ran him over in a Jeep.
And tires are naturally made today, so the man. Cause was natural when he died. Anyway,
how
what was
the hell
email
are we supposed
got?
To transit? Oh, the email was just a very insulting email from a potential landlord, but it doesn't matter. What does matter is Galaxy Detailing Car Wash, right?
Where is it?
It's in Culver City, fucker.
Don't yell at me. Don't ever
I'm not.
Use that. Don't ever.
I didn't.
Don't ever.
It's not
don't
even.
Ever.
Just everybody rewind it back 15 seconds. You'll see that I didn't yell.
You're going to cut it out.
I somehow pitch it so it sounds normal. This is a review from Chris G in Los Angeles, California.
Chris Gainsworth.
Gainsworth? Mm-hmm. Sounds like a fake wealthy heir. Oh, they're the Vanderbilts, there are the Rockefellers, and then there's the Gainsworths.
Anyway, read the review, man. We don't have, yeah.
All right, 5 stars. First off, I'm the type of person to never take my baby to car washes. I'm of the belief that if you want to do it right, you got to do it yourself. That said, I've been taking the Lay's train recently and have been seriously slacking in the cleaning/maintenance department. When my car got literally shit on last weekend, careful where you park, boys, I knew it was time for some professional assistance. A friend recommended this place to me, and it did not disappoint. I opted to pay extra for a clay/wax since it's been a while since I had one. Hamlet advised me that the whole job would take about an hour, and he was just about right on the money, which is amazing because it would have taken me at least triple the amount of time to do it myself. Now, I'd normally just let the before/after photos do the talking, but Hamlet really went above and beyond in the service department. Besides the fact that he and his team got the car looking clean as fuck again, he took care of a nasty spot in the rear hatch where some eggs decided to explode a while back. Furthermore, when I got home, I noticed that there were some etchings on the hood where the bird's shit had previously existed, and Hamlet advised me to bring it back in and that he'd try to buff it out free of charge, but no promises as it would be dependent on how long the shit stayed on the paint / the offending bird's diet that day / when its last bowel movement was, etc., etc. Luckily enough, it worked. 10 minutes later, and I was back out of there and on the road again. Because of all of this, I would recommend Hamlet and Co., no questions asked. You can bet your ass I'll be back soon. And then there's a photo.
You wrote this. You wrote this. You wrote this.
In a way. And then the photo is absolutely awful. We'll Instagram the before and afters. Tons of bird shit, not in one area, but all over the windshield and hood. And it's like a Honda Civic that he like really decked out and paid extra to have a vanity plate put on. Red seats, by the way.
You wrote this.
I did not, but I do feel a kinship with Chris Gainsworth.
Of the Gainsworth family.
Careful where you bark, boys. I just imagine him saying this on a first date.
I know. That's what I imagine that it's like she gets in the car.
Cool car, him. Right? Clean, right?
It's, oh my God, it's, Chris, it's a beautiful car.
Thank you.
Have you always had it? Was it your first car or?
It wasn't my first car. It wasn't my first baby. And just so we're clear, if this goes anywhere, you'll be my second priority behind the car. I just want to make that clear because some women haven't liked
funny.
That. That's
no,
funny. It's true. It's true.
That's funny.
It's true.
No, I get it. I have.
Sorry, can you
have,
put your,
you know,
can you not touch the, yeah, don't touch
sorry.
The dash.
No, I get it. I mean, it's like, I, you know, there's a, my dad has a boat and so that's kind of his baby too. So
it's not the same.
You know, stuff in the family. I get it.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Because you're not in your boat every day. That's the issue. It's like, you're not in your boat every day. You're in your car every day, obviously. And like, for me, it's like, can you not touch the door?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't get like small. Like, don't like retract into yourself because of the way I'm talking to you. I'm just like telling you that the car is the number one priority. Like, you chose the restaurant, so the least you could do is at least hear me out in terms of like the car.
I am listening. I need you to not speak like this to me. I'm just trying to figure out a way to sit where I don't touch anything other than the seat.
Just put your elbows on your legs, and then that way, like, you won't touch anything other than the seat. And I'm already, like, making an exception that you're in the seat in the first place, just so we're clear.
Where else would I sit?
Well, you wouldn't. That's the, like, you know what I mean? Like, so rarely do people...
Do you drive?
Look, you're a 9. I'll just say that. Like, you're the hottest person I've ever been on a date with. So thank the you. Fact that you're thank in... You. That's the why you're in the car. So, you chose the restaurant.
You drive the car. You drive
I what?
Car. You Do you drive this car?
I don't think so.
No.
A tow truck pulls so? In front of him. I don't want even me to touch the pedals. You understand? So, like, for basically, we're going to get towed to the sushi place, and we're going to get towed back. And then maybe if things go well, you'll invite me in.
You say you're in this car every day.
Uh-huh.
You're just in it to...
Win it, yeah.
Do you, sorry, okay. You're in it, right. Do you sit in it?
I sit in it and get towed to work and back and to anywhere else I want to go. Do you understand?
I understand that that's what you do. I can't understand why. This car looks... It's not even like a vintage car.
Look at the odometer. Sorry, look at the odometer. 0 miles.
0 miles.
This car has never been used, and I want to keep it that way. It's dead stock, and I'm dead ass.
Can you? I was going to say, can you drop me off over here? But you're not actually driving. Do you have the number of the tow truck guy?
Yes. He works for me. So whereas most people only have.
You basically have a chauffeur.
No, because that's kind of pretentious, and that's not my. I'm not pretentious. You're not saying anything. It's hard for me to, like, understand where you're at, because I think you're into it.
I'm not.
Goes you're... into kiss.
No.
Oh, sorry. No, it's too soon. In I get what? It. It's too early. I don't even know your middle name.
Listen, I understand coming from a place of, like, you wanting to protect something that's really valuable to you.
Thank you.
But I also think I'm of the mindset that it's like, okay, you know what? I can't. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be
here. Are you
kidding me?
Look at my jawline.
Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought,
no.
What do I want to be remembered for?
Oh, there's more.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm not vanity. The only vanity I have is in the plates. Did you see what it says?
It says big ass.
Hell yeah. Do you know how hard it took me to get that? I had to buy that off of someone else.
How much money do you make in a year?
I make like a bad, like too much. Because you're already probably seeing it, but my disposition is like frivolous and like I don't really understand how the world works.
Yes.
So, like.
Yes.
I make high six figures. I make like over $800,000. So I'm not I am a millionaire, but like I don't make that in a year. And I spend it on the guy who drives the tow truck is an independent contractor, and he's like employed by my LLC. And the LLC is big ass LLC. Inc.
Listen, because we're on the freeway now and there's kind of no way for me to get out of this car, I guess I just have to ask. Are you...
4 inches. What? Oh, sorry.
No.
What? There's more?
Are you...
That's when erect, but yeah. Am I happy?
Are you happy? Has anyone ever asked you that, Chris? Are you genuinely happy?
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Have you ever been happy before?
Do you mean, like, do I smile?
Well, I mean, like...
Because sometimes I smile, usually, but it's to mask. Yeah, it's like to mask what
should be
tears. Yeah.
So you've never listen.
I was raised by a single aunt.
Can I say something crazy?
Please. I love crazy.
Quit your job.
What?
Quit your job.
Okay.
Sell big ass.
Oh, there's more.
Oh my God.
You really make your point at the first part of your sentence, and I think you're done. And I really love what you have to say. Then you elaborate, and it makes me sad. Yeah.
Quit your job. Sell the car. Mm. Be better.
What am I supposed to do? I need some purpose in life. Guess ask what my job is.
What's your job?
Automotive consulting. Automotive consulting.
You make $800,000 a year.
I have 8 clients, and each one of them gives me $100,000 a year for automotive consulting, and then I get a Christmas bonus that basically equates to the last $75,000.
What's your dream? What have you always wanted?
I guess my dream is like I'll be like there'll be like a bully on the like playground that I used to grow up on, and then like I try to fight back and stand up for everybody, but like when I try to punch, like it just doesn't work. And then they start chasing me, and like I'm running, and like it's like
we're not
in
talking about the same dream. You're talking about like a dream that you have when you sleep. I'm talking about like what have you always wanted to do? What have you always wanted to be? You're so sad. Being in here with you makes me sad. But I can tell that like you want more than big ass vanity plates. You want more than a decked out Honda Civic. You want more than being an automotive consultant. You want more out of life, Chris. And I think you can get it, but you need to be honest with yourself. What do you want to be doing with your life?
I feel like this is a good first date because like we're being open with each other and talking honestly. And I hope there's like a lot more. I like art, like any kind, really. So, like, I'm a poet. So, like, let me just kind of spit some verse for you. So, it's like, okay. On the day that there was... I'm not a poet. I've never done that. I can sing. I can sing.
Okay.
I can't sing. I can read. Give me a sentence to read.
Give you a sentence to read?
I can't read.
You've never had to do anything for yourself.
I've had to automotive consult for others. I can't drive, which is why we have the tow truck.
Poor little rich boy. You're just a poor little rich boy who's living on auntie's dime. You don't make $800,000 a year. That's your allowance. Your job is a sham. I was hired to come on this date with you. I didn't want to say it outright because what? I'm making pretty good money from this. But I can't help but just be sad for you. You have never needed to lift a finger. Hell, you've never needed to push on the pedal. You don't even drive your own car. How are you supposed to drive in the lane of love for yourself and for others?
I've never had sex.
I know. Your aunt told me.
Where did my aunt find you? I mean, what is your job?
You know what? I'm a landscaper, and... I was working on your aunt's property, and she came over, she saw me trimming the hedges, and she said, "Wow, Allison, I've never noticed how beautiful your eyelashes are." And I'm like, "Oh my God, Florinda, thank you so much." And she said, "You know, I can tell that you have kind eyes. You know who could really use some kindness? Chris." And she showed me your picture, and I thought, "Wow, he has a jawline to cut a cube of cheese into quarters." And so I agreed. She's paying me a good amount. She said, help him smile and help him mean it when he smiles.
All right. And so that's why Let me try it. I'm going to try it.
I don't mean to laugh, but you look like a dead fish.
Really?
Yes, because I'm here to release you from this. Just, look, I know this is crazy. I know you and I will never have a real romantic relationship, but...
Really?
I think... Well, I'm saying run away with me as friends.
Wait, where? I can't just leave my automotive consulting business, which is real, by the way. All right? I work for some of the middle-list power, wealthy people on the west side of San Diego. All right?
You can drop that. You can find new clients somewhere else.
My clients love the setups I give them. It's like they don't have to even... They buy a car, 0 miles. That's what it's called. 0 miles automotive consulting. And it's how do you buy a car and never have to use it but still get from place to place. Believe it or not, a lot of high-powered executives can't read, drive, or speak, really. Like,
I actually believe it.
Elon Musk's kid was named whatever it was. He's one of my clients. It's not because, I mean, they made up that bullshit. Grimes tried to decode what he said, but it's because he can't spell. It was supposed to be Davis.
Listen, Chris, I think you're past the point of any kind of help.
What am I to do? I'm so rich and dumb.
I've already told you what to do.
You said to sell my business, and you said to run away with you as friends. That doesn't seem like a fix to any of my problems. I need connection. I don't need friendship. I need romantic P and V connection, intersexuality. I don't know how any of it works. And teach me how to read. Fix me. That's what I'm asking. Women love that. My pitch to you, let me pitch to you how I pitch to my clients.
I put my hand on the door.
Hey!
Fix yourself or I get out of the car on this freeway.
All right, I'm fixed.
Right,
I'm done. I'm better.
Smile. If you can give me a real smile that proves you've just fixed yourself in 2 seconds that you're happy, I'll believe you. Chris, you're trying.
Thank you.
I need to go.
Oh, there's more.
Oh my God! I jump out of the car.
Of course! Solid episode.
Oh my God.
Reader Orin Spa. Do you have any parting wisdom teeth?
I got all four of my wisdom teeth out at the same time.
Mm.
Do
you have a video of it?
Yeah, I do.
We should post our wisdom teeth videos.
It's way too sad. It's like sad. I'm weeping and not in like a fun laughing, crying way.
Okay, well, we'll just make it an album and mine can go first because mine's super funny. And then the second one can be a bummer.
My mom, at the end of mine, she claimed, oh, because I was worried that they only took two of my teeth and not all four. And so I was like whispering to my mom that.
Oh, and then your mom messed with you about it.
Did their job. And then my mom's like, oh, it looks like they also took your two front teeth. And then I start sobbing. So I guess that's my wisdom teeth.
Parting with.
What about you?
I got them out freshman year of high school, and I got put on the laughing gas, and it was a lot of fun. So in a way, I wish that I had two more to come out just so I could have that experience once more and then say something funny on video, camera, tape to mm-hmm. deck, and then kind of have it on DV tape. And then, like, my mm-hmm. mom would kind of do it, like, in a vintage, like, 8mm, like, camera home video, and then we kind of get it, like, the negatives are developed, and then, like, suddenly we're, like, making a little movie, dude, and then, like, the whole subject is that, like, I'm on laughing gas somehow for the rest of my life because it gets trapped in my, like, tissue scar or otherwise, and then I'm, like,
thank you so much for really listening to this, like, week's bonus sure this ep. Is, like, as always, you can find concept. Me on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Follow Review Review Instagram and subreddit. Jeff is I Am Jeffrey James on Instagram and at Don't Play No James on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Wipers123, for making this bonus app possible. And we'll see you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.